our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter,
along with the families of the hostages. I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we finish the week out on Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your computer, but it's going to be coming to your mobile phone via text. It's not an application. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does, it separates them from the rest of the herd of the organizing type applications, is based on your locale. Unbidden, there's no way to prompt them to do this because this is the speciality. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly plan for, that there's no way for you to even imagine. Terrorist attack, polar vortex 2 or 3 coming down, traffic jam in Atlanta, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about these things. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. It's simmering in the background, but there's still quite the hullabaloo going on that we don't get to see in the mainstream media concerning Fast and Furious. And one of the things they keep wanting to say is that Fast and Furious began under Bush. So, there's a couple of things that have never really come out. I mean, Mike Detty, who was the FFL that provided all of the guns in Operation Wide Receiver, he's been on the show before, and I'll get him on the show again, and we'll talk about it at length. But we're just going to touch on the highlights so that we can really get in your mind's eye what the difference between Operation Wide Receiver and Operation Fast and Furious was. Operation Wide Receiver began in 2006 and it ended in 2007, 1 year before the election. There was 300 some odd firearms out there, and the numbers vary depending on who you speak to. Some say it may have been as many as 400. But they did try to do some things with those guns, besides just let them slip through their hands. They tried to, they tried aerial surveillance. They tried RFIDs. They, shadowed the people. They followed them to wherever they were going. And only 12 of those guns were never recovered. And that's the big point of it. Only 12 of those guns were never recovered. Fast and Furious began in 2009, 2 years after Wide Receiver was closed. Now, both of these, remember, are ATF operations. Fast and Furious allowed over 2,000 guns to walk into Mexico without any effort whatsoever to track them at all. They didn't try RFID. They didn't do aerial surveillance. They didn't follow them in cars. They didn't do anything. They just said, they got the guns. And when the agents on the ground, when the ATF cops, regular ATF people, ground pounders, when they would call their superiors and say, they just picked up 15 AKs, permission to surveil and interdict, they would be told to stand down. Yeah. wide receiver was implemented with the full knowledge and consent of the Mexican government. Which, you know, that you're messing with transnational criminals. So it just makes sort of, you know, just sort of makes sense that you would touch base with the local law enforcement, with the national law enforcement in the case of Mexico. Fast and Furious was conducted without any knowledge of the Mexican government. Wide receiver did result in arrest. It resulted in the arrest of more than 1,400 gun smugglers. Under Fast and Furious, where you had, what, nearly seven times as many guns go across the border, they arrested 20 suspects that were ever indicted. Operation, and this is very important, Operation Wide Receiver, as far as known, never had any casualties reported due to those guns making it in the hands of the wrong people. Operation Fast and Furious. Two American law enforcement people have been killed with them, with the guns there. And, you know, anywhere, they keep saying 300. How does that number stay static? Let's say between 300 and infinity, Mexican civilians have been killed with those. So, this whole, those were two entirely different operations. Neither one of them were smoking hot ideas. I understand, you know, Operation Wide Receiver started when some little ditty-bopping kid walked up to Mike Detti at a gun show in Arizona and wanted to buy 20 lower receivers. Now, most people, most just individual gun owners, don't walk up and say, I want 20. Most don't, you know, I've seen a couple buy a long gun and a handgun at one time. And that may be the average extreme norm you might see. There's a couple of reasons why you don't want to buy too many guns at one time. One, you come up on the ATF hotline list that you have to file some sort of a justification as to why you're buying two or three or four. The other is, well, there is no other. Because the ATF will aid and abet anybody but a regular law-abiding citizen. But this whole idea that Fast and Furious was just a continuation of a Bush program, because we like to blame everything on Bush, which, you know, I don't know why you would do that, Obama administration. He wasn't that much better than you. I know a lot of people in the last election looked at Obama and said, well, you know, he did sign the bill that allowed concealed carry in national parks. And by the way, that rule, the reason you couldn't carry a gun in a national park before Obama repealed it, just so you know, it was signed by that conservative darling Reagan. But if you want to look at any of these presidents, I mean, Reagan was not he wasn't a pro-gun guy. That's why open carry is no longer allowed in California, because of Reagan. They used to have open carry in California in the 60s. But if you want to look at Obama, just take a look at him when he was in the state senate of Illinois and some of his quotes. He went to college with John Lott, and they used to talk. So John Lott has a very good idea of what he's all about. But don't fall for the bait that Wide Receiver and Fast and Furious were one operation. No. The way they were executed, the way they were controlled, or lack thereof, very different operations. One actually got some results. Two, the second one was a criminal action and resulted in death. Makes Watergate look like an afternoon on Romper Room. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Mark Pujali from Forge Survival Supply. Given what's just happened with all this bad weather and everything, we're going to talk about three different scenarios that will apply in all kinds of different circumstances. Right now, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I don't want to beat up on them, but occasionally you have to. To give you a segue into this, in California right now, they're talking about regulating and in some cases banning airsoft guns and BB guns. And before I go any further, let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I have worked overnight here, been watching CNBC, watching the markets tank. And, the Asian markets, European markets all took a beating. And right now the Dow futures are scheduled to open they're way off, and it's probably going to be down about 150 points. And this pertains to your specialty in that there's an economic irony associated with guns, because as the market, I would theorize that as the markets worsen and people become more afraid of crashes and of potential increase in crime and or civil disorder disruption, this will actually stimulate gun sales further.
Yes.
So I would suggest that as the markets go down, sales of guns are going to go up, ironically enough.
Yeah, well, you know, gold bars can only take you so far in self-defense. If they get close enough and you can brain somebody with one, I guess it would work. But so much better to have a long-range alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's
yeah, I've been kind of rattled about seeing this, because I really think we're seeing a downturn in the stock market that's going to persist here. And this isn't even hitting the bond market yet. The bond market, it was a race to the bottom to see which was going to turn down first.
Right.
And they've propped up the bond market, but they're going to be taking liquidity out of that. So that's going to, when the bond market goes, that's huge. It's going to take everything down.
When the bond market goes, that's when you'll start seeing problems with commercial paper, where, you know, that's what a lot of businesses use to run their day to day. They have money in the bank, but they like to take out short-term loans. And when the commercial paper dries up, which that happened during the big meltdown that we had that brought on the stimulus program.
Right.
A lot of businesses were sitting there thinking that they were going to tank because they couldn't get out those short payday loans, which that's what they amount to. And
right.
So, you know, what you're describing is, I've often, with my old show, before I went to Second Amendment only, I used to bring up the price of gold every morning. And I would tell everybody, if you look at the precious metals market, as it goes up, the higher it is, the worse off your dollar is.
Well, it's been going down of late, but now this morning, gold is up. The metals are up, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I forget who, Salente. Gerald Salente was saying that the gold's going to go through the roof, and I certainly agree. Inevitably, it has to happen. That's so artificially suppressed, it's not even funny. Trouble is, there isn't any real physical metal. You know, and if anybody's dumb enough to buy paper metal, then, you know, instead of going to Republic Trading or wherever, you know.
I've known many people that have gone back, that have gone completely belly up because they were buying paper metal.
No, buy paper metal. It's got to be now. You know what? And a much overlooked thing is I've even heard junk silver has always been a good thing, but even that, they're actually having trouble with junk silver now. Availability on that.
I have heard, and this is information, folks, is what actually, or lack thereof, can take you a long way or make you believe certain things. I've heard, Glenn, that they have sold so many silver futures that it has outstripped the actual physical silver that exists on the planet. So,
not even futures. I'm just talking about, you know, going to brokerages and trying to get, you know, junk silver. You know, just that, meaning, you know, coinage, you know, that is a silver, you know, that predates when they started to use the alloys and the sandwich, you know.
You know the most reliable source for that stuff?
Republic?
I don't know if they have it or not. I've never bought any from Republic, but I have found the most reliable source. Somewhere in every town, there's a pawn shop that deals in it.
And it's real. But those guys mark up for, you know. Yeah, well, I've never darkened the door of a pawn shop because I just assume the markups are just ridiculous. You know.
Well, remember this about that kind of thing. Okay, if you're thinking that you need some of that on hand, in case of some sort of a catastrophic crash. However, you may be able to obtain it, as long as it doesn't completely take everything you got.
Right.
Obtaining it and holding on to it, that's why you have it. You don't get it. You're not buying that pure silver dime to sell it to
somebody. I would think that pretty much any mail order brokerage could beat the tail off a pawn shop, though. But that's
what I would think.
I
but I'm into that instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. That's what brick and mortar are for.
Yes.
But this whole economic thing, it's a pincer movement. Like I hear they're going to taper the tapering. They're not going to taper. When they start pulling liquidity out of money going from the Fed to the Treasury, which is farcical, you know, the money generating entity is buying the T-bills. That's, distance us. But when they start cutting down on liquidity into the Treasury from that direction, and then, well, you know, first, I've said right along, retail's going to be hit hardest, and right now the retail dip is just from poor fourth quarter sales. Wait till you see what happens after the first quarter sales of this year reports come in. Retail's going to tank. They're pushing automobiles now. They're saying inventory's too high, but the cars are great. All the auto shows are on. But the cars are going to get slammed. And then, of course, housing, you know, after that. And those are all fundamental, and that's just inevitable, you know. So,
well, I mean, one of the reasons that's happening is people are choosing not to go into so much as much debt.
Right. But also unemployment's going to go up. And then that's going to cut down on tax revenue. So there's liquidity not going into the Treasury, not going into the government from there. So the government's going to, there's going to be this gross lack of money from the federal government's perspective coming into them. So then that's when they're going to come after the pensions and bail-ins and stuff like that, you know.
And that's when it's on, isn't it? That's when they decide to go Cyprus way, that's when it's on.
Yeah. But in the meantime, gun sales and orders are going to go through the roof because
people are
going to be like, you know, it's an ironic attribute associated with that particular market, that as things get hairy in the society, people really need to defend themselves.
Yes, it is.
When things get hairy. So that's it for me.
Thank you, Glenn. Stay safe and try not to worry too much. Don't watch too much CNBC. That'll drive you crazy.
I think that last crash in 2008 killed that one guy. I forget his name, the one commentator on CNBC. I feel bad that I forget his name at this moment. But the dour fellow that was on there, I think it just drained him, and he passed away a couple of years ago. And you know, I can imagine if you have to preside over this stuff and talk about it all the time, it can sort of deplete one's soul. You know, so your advice is well taken. Take care. Have a good one, Bill.
Roger that. Stay safe. What Glenn was doing there, and I encourage everybody to do that. You can listen to me, and I'm going to bring you stuff that is going to help you with a specific skill set, with a specific type of knowledge, with a specific background on things. But you have to have sort of a wide view, because what he's doing is he's anticipating a ripple effect that's going to happen in the economy. If the economy does go in that direction, which it very likely could, then gold and silver and everything else, while that will still be precious, is not going to be nearly as precious as something that is gold-colored but is brass housing a projectile. Because you're going to need a lot of those in order to safeguard the other stuff. Good call. We'll talk about what I was about to talk about when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Hey, Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Mark Bruhalle from Ford Survival Supply. They are the guys that were on the National Geographic show, Apocalypse 101, the outfit where you have the four former Marines that know how to survive in a combat environment. And they know how to apply that to anything else that could possibly happen in the United States. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. And, by the way, Ford Survival Supply is a sponsor on the show now. We're working on getting their spot cut, and then you'll be here. Right now in California, they are proposing regulations, sanctions, and in some cases outright banning of BB guns and airsoft guns and any sort of gun that isn't a gun. Okay? Anything that looks like a gun. Now, I got a problem with that because we had that kid, that 13-year-old, that was killed because he had an airsoft rifle. He was shot, seven times? And to me, this is justification for when the police make a mistake and shoot a civilian that isn't a criminal. Where they're outlawing things that are not deadly. They can't, you know, replicas can be used in crime, sure. It's all based on perception of the victim. But regulating toys? So, I lead with that because in Charlotte, North Carolina, there was a case where this guy named Jonathan Farrell, he was in a wreck. And he was messed up. And he was, you know, disoriented. And he was knocking on a door to get some help, bloodied and all this other stuff. And they called the police, and the Charlotte police responded, and he was so happy to see the police because this meant that he was going to get some help or something. And, you know, I'm not privy to the coroner's report. I don't know if he was on Benadryl or amphetamine or whatever. I don't know if he was intoxicated. I know he was hurt. And he was so happy to see the police because this meant he could get some help. And he ran to them, and one of them shot him 10 times. A little less than a week ago, one grand jury declined to charge that police officer. And prosecutors resubmitted the case after learning that not all 18 members of the original grand jury were present for the vote. So they resubmitted it, and this time he's been indicted. His name is Officer Randall Carrick, a three-year veteran of the Charlotte Police Force. He shot Jonathan Farrell, 24, 10 times in a confrontation in September. Farrell had crashed his car and staggered for help to a nearby home when a resident called 911 to report a possible break-in. I don't believe that that was necessarily not a prudent thing to do. Farrell's family filed a wrongful death lawsuit earlier this month, arguing that the autopsy suggests a downward trajectory by most of the 10 rounds, suggested the former Florida A&M University football player was on his knees or on the ground, which is likely because he had been tased. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, to their credit, supported the charge against Carrick, saying his actions were excessive. After the first grand jury voted not to indict, Carrick's attorney had said the officer felt like the weight of the world had been lifted from his shoulders. Since he's been indicted, of course, now they're out there declining all comment. Farrell's family said they were grateful for the indictment, and they said shooting an unarmed man 10 times can never be justified under these circumstances. We will persevere in our quest for justice for not just Jonathan, but for all law-abiding citizens. After all, what happened to him that night could happen to any of us. Now, here's my thoughts on this matter. Let's look at the military, if we can, just for a second. If you volunteer to join the military, all right, first of all, I think the whole notion of the conscientious objector volunteering to join the Army is ridiculous in and of itself. I don't know if there's even a status for that now. I may be wrong about it. But there shouldn't be if there is. There should not be if there is. Now, if you join the military and combat arises, guess what? That's the business you're in. That's the way I always looked at it. I was, you know, my first duty station was right on what they thought World War III was going to be fought in. So, when you're in the military, if combat jumps up, you don't get to decide, well, I'm not going to go to combat because I object to it morally. You volunteered. Now, police officers. Nobody holds a gun to a police officer's head and tells him you got to be a police officer. And if you have to be a, if you decide to be a police officer, if you're going to get out there and employ lethal force, you should have the same rules applied to you that I have to apply. Because you have power I don't have. Now, if somebody had come to me looking for medical aid, and, you know, maybe Mr. Farrell was a big kid, you know. He used to be a football player. Maybe that cop just didn't have the psychological makeup to be a law enforcement officer. Whatever it was, he had a gun, he drew it, he fired it 10 times. If he was on his knees, and he was repeatedly shooting him till he went down. That's execution. They can call it involuntary manslaughter. I don't care what they want to call it. If the police want to sit out there and say, we have to reapproach the communities and reestablish our trust with them, you got to stop doing stuff like that. You got to stop looking at the big black guy running your way and saying, it's a big black guy running my way. Taser. Oh, my, it didn't take him down. Let's go to guns. You just can't. You just can't go that route. So I'm glad to see this happening, because some of these police officers who are either rogues or inept or incompetent or whatever it is that are killing people for doing nothing have got to go. The ones that are getting out there that are predatory, they got to go. Law enforcement needs to understand one thing. We fund them. When they get the free stuff from the military, guess what? We funded that too. You owe us. I know that the Supreme Court has said that you don't have to protect me individually, and that's fine with me because I'll protect myself individually. But if I'm out there just doing my day-to-day and you kill me, you've got a problem. That's a big problem for me. So, hey, that's one for the good guys, that particular indictment. And I hate to say this. I'm sure that officer is probably sitting back there going, hindsight, wow. That's tough. That's tough. There's some mistakes that are just hard to get past. And when you make a mistake and it costs somebody his life because he was in a wreck, I don't know how fast you should be able to recover from that. So, I know I'm being harsh on them because, you know, they have to make their decision so quickly and everything else. Well, if you taser a guy and he goes down on his knees but he doesn't fall on his face and he's not twitchy, that doesn't mean you go to guns. He is impeded. Guess what? You can bum rush him and tackle him, and then you can get the cuffs on him. That's what everybody wants him to do. Get the cuffs on him. So, could have done that, right? There was more than one police officer responding, right? Oh, no, we went to guns. Guns in the wrong hands are an aberration. And in that, the hands of that police officer on that day, in that incident, they should not have. It should not have been there with him. In my hands, of course, there's nothing but a tool. Found out about the durability of guns yesterday when I got out of the car. I won't get to tell the story before the break. Found out about the durability, though. On a Friday, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was going to talk about the durability of guns, wasn't I? This is just a brief durability. I have this, the only revolver I own currently is this Smith Bodyguard 38 Special with a little laser on it. It's a polymer gun. It's very lightweight. It just vanishes in a pocket. It's not the best idea, best way to carry a gun, but it does work out pretty good when you're multi-layered up. It's easier to get to that way. Somehow or other yesterday, with it in the pocket, parked the car when I got out, parked it right where I opened the door up onto the only patch of ice on the driveway, stepped out on it, and then the resulting, I'm sure it would have been hilarious to have had that on film. I did everything I could to stop that fall, landed right on the gun. I seem to have hit something on both sides of my body, in multiple places somehow, trying to stop the fall. Gun's fine. Don't worry about it. The anti-gun nerds that are out there, when they're trying to come up with something, one of their favorite things to come up with is, guns, they're just like any other consumer good, like cars. Cars have to have insurance. They like to equate a right you were born with to car privileges, which I don't think Buick existed in the dawn of time with the birth of man, and I'm pretty sure it didn't exist in the 1700s. Now, for people like me, this induces eye-rolling headaches. And I'm not going to rehash that old argument, but one of the things they keep wanting to push is liability insurance per gun to cover you in the event that one of your guns accidentally fires itself and causes harm, which statistically is going down. Now, liability insurance on a gun, which doesn't exist today, versus liability insurance with a car, this is one of these cases where one of these things is not like the other. Like a lot of these false equivalencies, the very foundation of that whole idea is faulty. The main reason that automobiles are not considered basic inalienable human rights under the Constitution, that's what drives that. There is no amendment that says that you have the right to keep and drive cars. And the Second Amendment, by the way, while guns are covered in the Second Amendment, that's not the only thing that's covered. Arms are covered. And at that time, arms meant a broad range of different things. It meant broadswords and dirks and rapiers and sabers and machetes, along with muskets and rifles and pistols. Over the years, guns have become more and more synonymous with arms. And, you know, very, very few sword fights happen in the modern combat battlefield right now. But I'm not going to sit here and re-argue the paths that circle the Second Amendment, constantly trying to tear it down. Those things are so deep, they're like gullies. So we're not going to go back into the gully. The point here is that as far as the Constitution is concerned, you have a right to self-defense, arms, but your right to mechanized mobility, or even a horse, is not guaranteed, which was, you know, there were horses in those days. That remains within the realm of privilege. If you can afford it, you can have it. Like health insurance. That's the way health insurance should be. Okay, sorry to say that. If you can afford it, you can have it. You can live the lifestyle you can afford. Working up from that point, though, the anti-gun nerds, they like to glom up recent statistics from a handful of states where shooting deaths have equaled or surpassed deaths in auto accidents. Now, their implication here, of course, is that gun crime is on the rise. No, what that means is that auto accidents are static. They're not on the rise. They're remaining static. And locally, gun crime is on the rise. Which, look to the mayor and look at what's behind his name. And this is not for me to sit here and tell you, hey, you know, the Republicans are the party that we really need to be looking at hard as the ones to be our saviors. Because I'm not saying that, but except until very recently with Cornyn and Lindsey Graham, all of your gun control was coming from the Democrat Party. They are the party of gun control. So, there is no quick way to easily describe the reality behind the numbers they've glommed up. And that makes the point a little bit harder for an informed person that's a pro-gun advocate to try to argue that effectively. But to be as concise as possible, the basic question here has got to be, has gun crime increased? The correct answer is yes and no. All right? Some specific cities, states, or counties have indeed seen spikes in shootings. In my state is the fifth most dangerous state in the union. South Carolina, little old South Carolina, and it is a challenge issue. Anybody can, and, you know, if you got the, if you haven't done the time because you didn't do the crime, you can get the permit. Unconstitutional though it may be. Almost without exception, though, these areas where we're seeing a spike in violence, this is where the gangs are going into for the first time. That's why it's a spike. Nationally, however, all violent crime, including violent crime with guns, continues to drop. Decades to a decades-long low. So why is there this collision of car and gun death data? The most likely answer is that, you know, we got seatbelt laws, we got airbags, better safety technology, and that has decreased highway fatalities, bringing them down to the current levels of gun crime. Which, that's a win. I mean, who wants to die in a car wreck? I don't want to die. I know one day I will meet my maker. And I keep trying to put that off as long as I can. Put it off as long as I can. That's why I go to the gym. That's why I try not to slip on ice and fall out of the car and bang myself in 360 degrees as I try to fight it all the way down to the ground. That's why when I hit the ground, I pull out the gun and go, oh, good, it's still got good finish. Didn't check my phone. Didn't check my GoPro. Check my gun. So sad. The other thing is operating a car is a it's a complicated issue. It's a complicated machine. You got to be looking ahead. You got to be looking forward. You've got to maintain the systems on the car. You got to make sure it doesn't break down. There's all kinds of things you have to do when operating a car. When you operate a gun, you put the sight on the target. You pull the trigger. Done. In summary, though, cars are pervasive in the average person's everyday life. They're harder to learn to use and to operate, and the majority are involved in some sort of accident, which is the precise opposite of firearms. Most firearms owned by civilians are never used in a shooting, self-defense or otherwise. That's in, you know. So get off of that, gun-grabbing nerds. Right now I'm going to go reheat the coffee. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.